Squarespace 7 is our newest interface designed to make building and managing your site more intuitive. In this video, we're going to move our Squarespace 5 site to Squarespace 7. To make the transition, we're going to migrate our content, redesign our site, and upgrade our account. Let's get started. Here's my Squarespace 5 site. I have different pages like an About page and an Archive page. However, I'd love it if my site was more modern and visually engaging. Let's navigate to squarespace.com. We'll sign up for a 14-day trial, which will be just enough time to make the move to Squarespace 7. We'll start by choosing a template. This one looks great. It's simple, yet visually engaging. Let's use it to redesign our site. Don't worry over choosing the perfect template just yet. You can change templates at any time to explore a new design for your site. Enter a name, email address, and password. By the way, the email address and password you use to log into Squarespace 5 are separate from your new 7 account. However, you can use the same email address and password to create your new account. Oh, and when you log back into your 7 site, you'll be using your email address instead of the account name to log in. Let's sign up and create a site. Welcome to Squarespace 7. This is the home menu, and from here we're going to navigate to Settings, Advanced, and let's open up Import-Export. Importing content to Squarespace 7 does not affect your status or content from your Squarespace 5 site. To import, you'll use your account name for Squarespace 5. You can find this in your Squarespace account URL, right here. Let's open Import, choose V5, enter the Squarespace 5 account name and password, and begin the import. Great, it was successful. Let's go check out our content. After import, our Squarespace 5 pages appeared disabled in the Not Linked section of the Pages panel. Let's enable these pages to get started redesigning our site. All of your site's content will import, but some page types and widgets are only designed for Squarespace 5. In this case, it looks like the Archive page is missing. Let's recreate it. We'll start by adding a new page. We'll open the page editor and add an archive block. We'll link it to the blog page and change how it displays. I'm really happy with how my new design came out. It's modern and looks great on mobile devices. To get going on your own design, check out the Getting Started with Squarespace guide, found on our help site. I have a custom domain currently linked up to my Squarespace 5 site, but I'd like this address to point to my new redesigned Squarespace 7 site. My custom domain is managed by a third-party service called Hover. If your custom domain is also managed by a third-party service like GoDaddy or Network Solutions, you'll first want to unlink your custom domain from your Squarespace 5 account so that you can relink it to your Squarespace 7 account. Let's log into our Squarespace 5 site, then navigate to Website Management and Custom Domain. Hover over your domain name and click Unlink. Great! Next, in Squarespace 7, let's navigate to Settings, Domains, connect the third-party domain. Enter your custom domain and select the provider. After connecting your domain, there are some DNS settings you'll need to change. Those settings will be indicated on this table, and you'll need to log into your domain provider account to change them. For help getting this done, check out the Mapping a Domain guide on the help site. If your custom domain is managed by Squarespace, contact us. We'll be happy to move it to your Squarespace 7 site. We're almost done. Next, let's upgrade the billing for our new Squarespace 7 site. Select the plan that fits your needs, enter your billing info, and subscribe. Now we can cancel our Squarespace 5 site to avoid paying for two sites simultaneously. To cancel our Squarespace 5 account, let's log into Squarespace 5. Go to Website Management, and then Account Center. Here, let's cancel the account. And to remove the site completely, let's also remove the account. We're all set. You're ready to start exploring Squarespace 7. Let us know if you have any questions. We're always here to help.